First thing I'd like to say is I'm dedicating this press conference to my deceased father, who had 6 bronze battle stars in World War II. Now, having said that, I called this press conference today because of the verdict that the courts of the United States ruled against me, that I, as a citizen and a former governor and a veteran, am not allowed to go to court over my Bill of Rights or the Constitution. They said they don't have jurisdiction. Well, my question is, if the federal courts don't have jurisdiction over a constitutional question, then who the hell does? Who the hell does then? I believe that they're cowards. I believe they've got a yellow streak. They're avoiding lawsuits over our constitutional rights because they know if I go to court and I'm given a jury, I will win, and that'll open up Pandora's box, won't it? So it's simpler for the government to simply deny us our constitutional rights and deny us our day in court. I will tell you this, I have lost my patriotism. It's gone. And I say that with a deep heart, because I never thought that Jesse Ventura would say that, that he has no more patriotism left, because they've stripped me of it by not allowing me to have a day in court with a jury to determine if my Fourth Amendment rights are being violated. In light of the fact that I can't go to court on it or get a decision on it, I will never fly commercially again. I haven't flown commercially in almost a year because of the trial. Since I'm not allowed in court, well, then I guess I just simply can't fly anymore, because I will not, in what is a free country, be treated like a criminal. And in our airports today, we citizens are treated like criminals. We're guilty until we prove we're innocent. That goes against our entire legal concept of this country, and the people of this country seem willing to accept it. I think it's pathetic, and I will do what I can do to continue to fight it. But I will never fly again commercially, and I urge other people. And it's not ending there, people. I now drive across the country. I've come into multiple occasions where our Border Patrol is no longer at our border. They're out in the middle of our country in deserts, pulling people over, doing searches, and again, violating our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. But it seems our government doesn't care anymore, so it tells me the Constitution and the Bill of Rights don't exist anymore in our country. Anyway, that's about all I have to say. I'll open up for whatever questions you have. What for? I want a trial by jury. They tell me I can't have a jury decide my fate. They want 3 government-paid judges to decide it. Well, it'll never see the light of day then. And they claim it's because of security reasons. We can't even know what the rules are at the TSA. How do we know if we're being abused if they won't even tell us what the rules are? I don't know. I haven't conferred with my attorney whether I'll go forward anymore, but why should I? I can't get a trial. I can't get an open trial with my peers, and that's a jury. How do you go to the Court of Appeals first? Don't you have to have a trial before you appeal? Isn't that what the system's supposed to be? That you have a trial first? They won't allow me to have a trial. Ha! Who have they caught? Who has been caught? Anybody, you people would know, if they caught someone, wouldn't they brag about it? That's all you'd hear about. This is the lockdown of America going on. This is not, in fact, if you look at what they're doing, they're setting us up for another one. Where's the only place at the airport where massive people now are waiting to go through the lines? If I were a terrorist and was inclined to be a suicide bomber, I would simply go out and get in line and wait until I got right up there. You're going to have 300 people all conglomerated around you. How come the workers at the airport are not subjected to the same type of thing? It's a fraud. And they're cowards. I'm on record of saying our judicial system in this country today is a bunch of cowards. They won't let me go to court. They won't let me have my day in front of a jury. Is that the American way? Well, my only way of fighting back, and I'll tell you this right now, I will never stand for a national anthem again. I will turn my back and I will raise a fist the same way Tommy Smith and John Carlos did back in the 68 Olympics. Jesse Ventura will do that today. This is a sad day for America, people. Next question.
How will you travel?
Any way I can, Pat. I can't fly. You know, because, again, I will not subject myself to being treated like a criminal ever again. And every time I go to the airport, I have titanium metal in my body. There is no way I could go through the metal detector naked. It's going to go off. And I'm contending that the Fourth Amendment, reasonable search and seizure, how can they state Jesse Ventura is a threat? I've been flying 30 years. I'm an honorably discharged Navy veteran. I've been a mayor and a governor. Yet, John Boehner is not subjected to this, as I understand it. The Speaker of the House doesn't have to face this. Well, I got news for you. I did 6 years in the underwater demolition SEAL team. John Boehner couldn't even make it through boot camp. He lasted 7 weeks. He's more patriotic than me. I've lost it. They've stripped me of it. How can I have patriotism, Pat? I'm embarrassed today as a United States citizen. I'm embarrassed as a veteran. And it seems that attacking veterans seems to be what our government likes to do now. They're attacking veterans who are exercising their constitutional rights, the right to assemble, the right to protest, the right to have your day in court. And yet our government is stepping all over us veterans, aren't they? They don't give a damn. They're through using us now. What would they care for? Next question. I'm on a roll, people. Don't lose me while I'm on a roll. I haven't talked to you for a long time. And I'm not the governor, so I can say any... Does the First Amendment still exist? Can I say anything I want? I'll bet you if it was a corporation fighting for their rights, they would have their day in court. I'll bet a corporation would. But Jesse Ventura as an individual can't have his day in court according to our judges and government.
How are you going to get back to Mexico if you can't fly?
I've never flown to Mexico to begin with. I've driven it every time. So there's no change there. I will continue to go to Mexico, although I will tell you this, the First Lady and myself will be applying for Mexican citizenship. We will apply for Mexican citizenship.
Dual.
I'll put it to you this way. I couldn't have been treated any worse by the courts of Cuba than how I got treated by the courts of the United States of America. I would have gotten the same... I couldn't have been treated any worse down in Havana, Cuba than I've been treated here. In fact, wait, let me... Excuse me. I guess the only way I can change it... Kessler, look up on this one. The only way I can change it, I guess, would be to run for president and win it, huh? Is that what it'll take? A true independent to defeat the two parties that are destroying our country? Maybe that's what it takes. I'm thinking about it. That's all, though. I'm thinking about it. Do you think then I could have my day in court, Pat? Do you think if I was president, I could go into that courtroom and have a trial in front of a jury? Maybe they'd even deny that. They don't have jurisdiction. Well, who the hell does then? If the federal court doesn't have jurisdiction, who the hell does? And I will refer to this country now as the fascist states of America. We are no longer, in my opinion, the United States of America. We're the fascist states of America. What is the simple definition of fascism? It's when corporations and religion take over the government. I think we're there, people. They both bother me equally, because at airports, you're guilty till you prove you're innocent. That runs right in the face of our law. Here in this country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. At the airports, you're guilty till you prove you're innocent. And the fact that I'm equally angry over both. The fact of what's going on in our country, as well as the fact that we can't even have a day in court. They can simply deny you. deny you the right to a trial by jury. It's pathetic. Where are we heading, people? I haven't gone up to the nine of renouncing my American citizenship. I just will not pay respect to a government that doesn't respect me. Respect is a two-way street. And when they don't respect me, I don't respect them. So as I said, I will never stand for the anthem again. I will never salute the flag again. And as far as the citizenship goes, there's benefits to being a citizen of Mexico. Right now, on a tourist visa, you're only allowed to be there 6 months. As a citizen, you can be there all year, and it's easier to cross the borders then. We got to wake up, people. Our border patrol's no longer at the borders. Go out and drive. I am. You will get pulled over on our interstate freeways. Mark my words, the day is going to come where you're going to have to show an ID to go state to state in this country, which also violates the Constitution. When are we going to stop allowing the government to violate the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Well, certainly you're not going to get it addressed here in the federal court because you can't go to court on it, on the Bill of Rights. That's what they just told me. That's what their ruling was. Any more questions? Am I fired up enough? You get Jesse the citizen today, not Jesse the governor. I can speak free now because I'm not representing nobody but me. I have not discussed that with my attorney. We just got the ruling. I learned of it about 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And why would I appeal it? I want a trial by jury. By going to the Court of Appeals, am I getting a jury? No. I'm getting federally paid judges to squash it. I want a jury. That's all I asked for. I always thought that was a right in this country, that you could have a trial by jury, but apparently you can't. Who do we appeal to now? I'll ask you, the media. Well, we can't appeal to you guys because you're supposed to be the unwritten fourth branch of government. You're supposed to be the watchdog of all these bozos. And you're leaving me to do that, so I say thank you. That's how come I have a job. Because you all ain't doing yours. Not you individually, but you get where I'm going. Any more questions? Amsterdam? No. I've never considered it at all. I am a United States citizen. This is my home, although today I can't tell. Today you could fool me. And in fact, let me finish with a great quote. My good friend Kevin Costner said it. My good friend Kevin Costner. He said, "This is not the country I was born in, and it's certainly not going to be the country I'm going to die in." JFK. That's Costner and the movie JFK. When he said, "This is not the country I was born in, and it's certainly not the one I'm going to die in." And that's how I feel today. I hang my head in shame as a veteran that I cannot have my day in court. I'm not an elected official anymore. Don't even get me started on 9/11. That's a whole nother topic. False flag operations are a whole nother topic. This is just the results of what happened. We're seeing the constant ever since 9/11. Guess what? George Bush told us we were attacked because they were jealous of our freedoms, right? Well, apparently the way we solve that is take away our freedoms and they won't be jealous of us anymore. So that must be the plan of attack of America. Take away our freedoms and then the terrorists will have no reason to be jealous of us anymore because we won't have any freedom anymore. I think they're winning. When decisions are made like I got made, the terrorists are winning because they're changing our country and they're being successful at it, which is what ultimately they set out to do, wasn't it?